job. It's fun to watch.
Your guys get a nice separation right before halftime, build that 16-point lead, and, a little sloppy defensively at times, but a win by anything over this Caleb team is good.
Mid-Michigan is really good. I thought this was the best we've played defensively at any point. They're averaging 90 points, and, I know they scored 73 and 43 in the second half, and I'm not super excited about that, to be completely honest with you, but the defensive effort that we had in the first half was by far the best we've had at any point this year. It was awesome effort. It was all of us. We were very consistent and locked in. It was really fun. So I'm happy for our guys. Their hard work is paying off, and they're improving as well, doing some really good things.
Next man up, Ezra Brown, filling in nicely for Nick Williams tonight.
Yeah, for sure. He was 4-for-4 from the field and 4-for-4 from the line, 13 points, and guarded the best guard in the conference the entire time who people say is the best guard in the conference, the entire time he checked in. So great effort by Ezra. He stepped up. We've got six guys in double figures. They've got two. And I think, like I said, our depth, the way we share it and the way we play, I think we're going to be tough to beat if we keep making progress. And this was a huge win. This was the best win I think we've had yet. And I think we were teetering on the chance of really blowing it open. We got it up to 20, or maybe even over 20,
no,
but definitely
20,
got to 20.
Yeah. Yep.
So, no, great effort. I'm proud of the guys. Awesome.
GK being GK, 6-for-7. The only shot he missed is because he wanted to get that rebound and get a basket.
yep, no doubt, no doubt. Now, Genesis was good. Joe Afori was great.
What about that dunk? That set this place on fire.
They all play. Our shooting percentage, Jack, we shot 54% from the field, 50 from three, and 75% from the field, and we held a team that scores 90 points a game in the 70s. It's just an awesome, awesome team effort.
So now we get to do it all again. We start all over again with the seven games, and starting here on Wednesday night against North Central Michigan, which for the guys, that's a game that's not easy.
No, North Central beat Mid-Michigan earlier this year at North Central, and they battled us tough for a half. We pulled away in the second half, but I don't think that's going to happen again. I think we'll probably have a tight ball game that we've got to try to figure out a way to sneak out or pull out in the end. But if we stay this locked in and we play like we did today, I like our chances. I think at this point, what we need to beat ourselves for, I think if we continue to make the progress, I don't know, I seem arrogant saying it, so I don't even want to say it, but I think that we're the only ones that can get in our own way right now.
Well, a two-game lead, too, is huge, plus a game at hand over them,
game against them
that you won, yeah.
For sure. So, no, it was awesome. Wednesday night, we had a phenomenal crowd here. This is typical Bay College. Every team that comes here talks about our crowd and how awesome our fans are, and they did it again. They helped us both games pull this one out, and we would love nothing more but to have them finish this ride out with us the rest of the year and hopefully get a postseason game here. That would be a lot of fun.
Right,
both teams would be great.
Other scores, Henry Ford destroyed Mott, 108-84. Kellogg beat Ancilla, 85-78. St. Clair County, watch them, 56-51 over Schoolcraft. Macomb pounded Jackson. Let's go to our conference here. GRCC 94-74 over North Central Michigan in Petoskey.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised with that one. And Delta wins in Alpena 72-65.
That one surprises me a little bit too. I think we're in a good spot right now. We just have to keep doing our thing, keep getting a little bit better every day, and hopefully we can come and get another one on Wednesday.
And Muskegon crushed Kirtland, so. Tough loss for Matt Mackerzak and the boys, 74-68 in Lake State. That's just a weird team to play, isn't it?
Coach Hedinga does an awesome job. He's a great coach, and Mackerzak will tell you the same thing. Matt will attest to that. It's a tough place to play. They play really, really hard, and I don't think at some point they were probably going to lose. It's tough to go through an entire conference schedule undefeated. So,
well, we've done it.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't happen very often.
No.
We got lucky.
And speaking of getting lucky, a little girl or young girl named Lily Johnson scored 23 points today. And Gladstone beat a team they lost to by 25 last time, 51-47 over Westwood.
I tell you what, and they're doing it without one of their starting guards and probably one of their best players. So great team effort. They keep getting better and better. It's fun to watch them. I with them being in town, I got to go over and sneak over and watch the first three quarters of that game.
Oh, you did? Okay,
so
cool.
It was it was fun. It was fun. She's playing okay, and the team keeps getting better and better and better. I don't think anyone's going to be real excited to get the Gladstone draw in the girls' tournament, district tournament.
I don't think so. Okay, give your shout-outs.
Shout-out to everybody listening. Kate, my mom and dad, Drake and Lily, my two kids, all the Norse fans that are out there. We love the support and would love to see you here on Wednesday.
All right, go celebrate with guys.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
All right, Matt Johnson, the coach of the Norse. So great day to be a Bay College Norse here today as